Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, no, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance for you today. And you have tuned in consciously and conscientiously to The Joy of Living, hosted by Barry Shore here in Venice Beach, California, overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean. And we are on this radio show for one reason only. One reason that you have tuned in, and there's only one reason why I am here and bringing you guests. It's because you care most about you. Y-O-U, E-W-E, you. And that's wonderful, because when you care about you and becoming the best you possible, that's the way we're going to create the kind of world we all want to live in. And this show is brought to you on that mystical, magical, mythical platform called Internet Radio, hosted by voiceamerica.com. And you can send in questions and comments as you wish, and we will be speaking about them. We have a guest today who is going to make a difference in your life. It will enable you to become the best you possible. Again, this is your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. And if you ever miss a moment of the show, you don't want to do that, and you want to listen again, which you will want to, and you want to share this with at least five people, which you want to do, go to barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com. Everything you're going to hear today is going to be there on this particular episode. You don't have to write anything down. You don't have to remember anything. Just be involved, because it's all for your benefit. You, along with, I'm happy to say, 270,811 people listening to the show throughout the world. And that's because everybody cares the most about themselves. You, Y-O-U, that's what makes a difference in the world. And the way we do that is by understanding the three fundamentals of life. When you understand these three fundamentals, then you can grow and become the best you. And therefore, we're happy that you're the best you, because you make the world a better place. Those three fundamentals are, number one, life. Your life has purpose. Life has purpose. And the result, the corollary to that is you can go mad. Everybody can go mad. In this case, MAD is a wonderful thing, because MAD is an acronym that stands for make a difference. Everybody can go make a difference. And one of the ways you can do that is by unlocking the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Everyday words and terms. When you learn the essence of these, what you do is you neurolinguistically program your mind to think better, speak better, act better, and therefore you'll become the best you, and you'll be healthier, wealthier, and wiser as a result. So let's take a look at some of these things. For instance, simple, WWW. You ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? And they'll tell you, invariably, it has something to do with the internet. And factually speaking, that is correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, drumroll, fanfare, da-dun, da-da. What a wonderful world. And what a is a word, W-H-A-T-A, what a wonderful world. And of course, a big tip of the hat and a thank you to wonderful Satchmo Louis Armstrong for enabling that song to go viral and touch hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people around the planet. And whenever you hear that song, all you can do is smile as you hear the first couple bars of the song. And smile itself is one of the great acronyms of the world. When you learn this and internalize and remember and share it, you will enable yourself to become better. SMILE stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, invariably, already have comments up on the board, and whether I'm speaking to 50 people or 50,000 people at a convention, it doesn't matter. People invariably come up to me and say, Mr. Shore, I've been up for hours already. I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family? Do you have friends? Those are miracles. Millions of people did not get out of bed this morning. Some because they died, and some because they can't. They're invalid. Your humble host, Barry Shore. Most of you know the story. We have 230,000, 240,000 people every show, and invariably another 30,000, 40,000 people come because their friends tell them, which I urge you to tell your friends, come and listen to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. 15 years ago, September 17th, now it's 2004, I was standing up in the morning, just like I hope 99.99% of the people listening. I was hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. And in the evening, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from my neck down. I became what's called a quadriplegic. Nothing on my body moved except my mouth, and it was not from an automobile accident or a spinal injury. It was a rare disease that literally took over my body and paralyzed me, and I was like that for years. I could not get out of bed. So millions of people did not get out of bed this morning. You did, seeing miracles in life every day. Now, I got to tell you, I have to share this. My 8-year-old niece came to me a few weeks ago and said, Uncle Barry, can I spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it. I said, of course, why not? Smile, why not? E-L instead of L-E. And I asked why. She said, because then it stands for seeing miracles in everyday life. Wow! The words of an 8-year-old. And wow, by the way, is a great acronym. Wow stands for words of wisdom. Or words of wonder, because when you begin to think this way, and think is a great word that stands for to harness insightful neural connections. When you begin to think this way in a positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant way, you can create the kind of world that we all want to live in. CREATE is an acronym that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Causing rethinking for yourself. 50 billion brain cells we have, 1 trillion synapses connecting those 50 billion brain cells, and it's more than just asking or finding out what kind of coffee you want in the morning. Our minds are there to enable us to grow, and part of the way of growing is by using the two most powerful words in the English language. When you use these powerful words in the English language, and you use them consciously and conscientiously, you will make a difference. You will change the world. You'll change yourself. And those two words are, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank is a great word. Stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, and I read that, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. You go to your favorite coffee shop and you order a fancy latte for $5.25 and they bring it to your table. Thank you. You order that fancy latte for $5.25 and minutes go by, they didn't bring it. And you go up to the counter and they say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot. And you wait another couple of minutes to give it to you with the same nice feeling. Thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, somebody holds the door open for you. Thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, somebody slams the door on you. Thank you. You're driving in traffic, you need to get someplace, somebody cuts you off on the freeway. Thank you. You get up in the middle of the night, you stub your toe and it hurts, and you say, thank you. Learning how to say thank you consciously and conscientiously at least 3 times per day will bring you into the realm of being human and a great human and making a difference in the world. You will go mad. Now, I do have to warn you in advance. We're going to be bringing on an amazing guest in just a couple minutes. But your humble host does use 4-letter words, and I use them throughout the show. I even use a 4-letter F-U word. And why do I do that? Because it shocks, and it's fun. Oh, there it is right away. Fun. F-U. Capital N, capital N. Fun. But people invariably say, here we got to open the board already. But Mr. Shore, fun is 3 letters. Not in our world. Our world is the world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. F you, everybody. Capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you're going to see your family, your friends later, put a big smile on your face. Remember what smile stands for. And point the finger and say, F you. Capital N, capital N. You got to add it right away or else people get nervous. They say, where'd you get that? You say, the joy of living with Barry Shore. But now the joy of living is going to bring you somebody special, somebody so interesting and so regular that you're going to be amazed at what he's been able to do. And he is every man. He's every person. So I'm going to ask wonderful Tony D'Urso to give a huge hello to 270,811 people around the world. Tony, please say hello to the audience.
Barry, 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 I want to give a giant, huge, humongous greeting to you and the audience, the amazing audience of the Joy of Living. Thank you so much for having me on. I am deeply honored to be on your show. And another huge, hearty congratulations. You've gotten over 1 million downloads in last year. That is just amazing. Hats off to you, Barry. Your show really rocks.
That's Tony D'Urso. Now, I have to tell everybody, I have the great privilege and honor of actually knowing Tony, met him, speak with him, and I've been asking him for a year to be on the show. He is so in demand, and you'll hear why as we get deeper, deeper into his story and what it is that he brings to the world. And when I say he is every man, and I don't exclude women when I say that, he is every person. He's going to talk with us and show us and demonstrate how everyone can succeed. You don't need a fancy degree from the biggest university. You don't need deep training. What you do need, though, is vision. And Tony is a master of vision, helping us. One of the things I'd like to do before we go to our quick break in just a minute or so, wonderful Tony, if you'd be so kind, just begin by telling people some of your bona fides, the fact that you're actually born in Italy, and a couple things about your background. Then when we come back from the break, we'll go deep into Tony D. What about your early life?
Well, molto bene. Sono siciliano, signore. I am actually Sicilian. I was born in Sicily, and I grew up, though, in Chicago. And sometimes, though, Barry, my Chicago comes out. And
By the way, is that why in Chicago, Sicilian pizza is a big hit?
Oh, I'll bet it is. It better be. And I've been in Los Angeles most of my adult life. I've been around and everything. And it's probably in Chicago that I've really learned I've learned what it means to make a dollar. I've learned what it means to make anything happen. Because back then, I was a paper route boy at 5 years old for 10 years. I'm not even joking. I would get up at 4:30 in the morning, and I would deliver the Chicago Tribune and the Chicago Sun-Times, which I don't think the Chicago Sun-Times is around anymore like it used to be. And I would deliver those papers 7 days a week for 10 years, giving all the money to my parents because there were six boys, and my dad was the only income producer here. So we had to help support the family. So I learned from those, you call it school of hard knocks, forget that. I learned it on the ground and delivering papers on Lakeshore Drive and with the freezing cold coming in from Lake Michigan. Let me tell you, you don't know what cold is unless you're out there at 4 o'clock in the morning. You just don't. So
this is so wonderful. It's not just that Tony delivered papers. He did it in Chicago, and he did it in the tender ages, which wouldn't even be allowed today. And he did it with something called newspapers, which I'm sure there are 100,000 plus people listening right now, Tony, who don't even know. They know that it exists, but they don't even understand what it means. But stay in the edge of your seats, everybody, because we're going to come back after this short break, and you're going to hear more from the man who started work ethic at the age of 5. Work ethic. Remember those two words, because that's the key to success, the best you possible. Right back after this short break. Oh, how happy this time of year is.
joy reigning supreme. Hello, Barry Shore here. Now, I have a quick question for you. Do you have stress? S-T-R-E-S-S, capital letters, stress, because you're supposed to be happy, and oh my gosh, maybe I'm not, and there's so much to do, and so many things to be done, and what am I going, well, if you have stress, and you want to get rid of it, or you want to reduce it, and replace it with joy, then do this. Are you ready? Go to www.BarryShore.com. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com. Remember, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And treat yourself to the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, or your money back, cheerfully refunded, free. Do it now. You'll be happy you did. And let me know. Send me an email, send me a text, give me a call, and tell me how happy you are. Go mad and enjoy the holidays. Bye now.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
Listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have found good in abundance. It's loose in a human being. His name is Tony Dorso. And you heard just before the break, Tony has been working diligently, assiduously, and hard since the age of 5, delivered newspapers for 10 years in Chicago, finally woke up and said, I think it's time to go to school and university, and I'd like him to just continue his journey until we get to the point where we're going to discuss the vision map and show you, Y-O-U, how you can become as great as Tony D, because everybody can succeed. He shows it. He is normal. So get ready. Buckle up. Tony D, we're happy to have you back with us. Let's talk a little bit about what happened after you started delivering papers and you finally said, I'm going to go to school. How did you do in school?
First, I've got to correct you, and this is going to be rare for the great Barry Shore to be corrected, but I got to tell you, I'm not great. I'm just a regular person, but I thank you, and I'm very humbled that you think highly of me. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome, because it's true. Go ahead.
Thank you. How did I do in school? Well, back then, believe it or not, in Chicago, we walked to school. I walked to kindergarten. I walked to parochial school. Back then, we grew up Catholic. And despite the fact that it was a one-income family, my mother stayed home, took care. There were 6 boys. My dad worked. I believe after a couple years, I heard that he had made was making $75 a week. I don't know what he made before then, but that's one of the numbers that I remember that he made. So there's no such thing as buses or getting a car and getting. We walked to school 5 days a week, you know, on school days, regardless of the weather, and it was probably about 2 miles one way to school and 2 miles back, whether it was storm, rain, or whatever. And I just did it because I had to do it. So that was parochial school. And then I went to high school.
I want to interrupt just for one moment because, again, Tony is absolutely correct. He is normal and regular. He has become great through it. But I want to ask you a question that we just to go off script and only because I think it's so important. You have five brothers. Wasn't it wonderful to walk to school with at least one or two or three of your brothers? And then that camaraderie, that closeness that you literally can't find in regular times today.
You know, that's a really great point that you brought up, Barry. Yes, I did. And, you know, I never thought about it again, but I would walk to school every day with my brothers for most of the time. So we did have someone. But then brothers, when you're growing up, brothers, Italian in Chicago, it's not like you're lovey-dovey. It's like you guys don't like each other, and there's always a problem or always an issue, you know. But, yeah, it did happen, and you've found it. I mean, I hang out with my brothers to this day, you know, many, many years. So you've kind of – it changes you, even though you may not – you know, you may have that. But, yeah, now that I look at it, it was very great to have a big family.
Okay, so we're walking to school, and now you're going to go to college. What happened? In other words, you had your work ethic, your parents, certainly your father. And by the way, what of the six brothers, where were you in the pecking order?
I'm number four down.
Number four. So you're, I won't call you the runt of the litter, but you're number four. So obviously they're older, bigger, stronger. But was everybody into work ethic like Tony was, or did Tony find a path that said, I am going to be the best possible me?
Well, you know, that's a really great question there. Several of my brothers also had a paper out job. My two older brothers did. My oldest brother did not. He had a bus accident that nearly killed him, and he was in the hospital for a long time healing. My two younger brothers never had that, if we want to call it a privilege or instruction of having to work, because things changed by the time they were growing up. They didn't have to work as kids, which I think by now is called, it's called child labor, slavery.
Right.
You know, to do something like
abuse,
that.
Abuse, child abuse.
Child abuse, like forget it. So, but back then, and so then I went to high school. I did very well. And then I worked for a couple years, and then I realized that a career was needed. So I went to college, and I paid for my own college. I paid for my own university while working. And throughout my entire collegiate and university career, I got straight A's and everything. I graduated with a rare distinction called summa cum laude, and I got my degree.
By the way, let's just translate for everybody. Summa cum laude. Everybody should look it up. But it's not just with cum laude means with honors. Magna cum laude means with great honors. Summa cum laude means with the highest honors possible. I want everybody to understand that we're talking about a normal, regular guy growing up in a large Catholic family, working hard, persevering, and graduating university summa cum laude, and now recognizing that he has built up muscles. He's an Arnold Schwarzenegger, but not in the physical sense, but in the mental ability, the mindset, the ability to understand that he can write his own ticket anywhere he wants, because when you meet somebody who has a work ethic that has been refined and focused, then that person is valuable in every and any circumstance, no matter where they are in the world. I want everybody in the audience to hear this. No matter where you are in the world, Tony D, in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to urge him to talk about the vision map, he's a best-selling author. He's a nationally syndicated radio host. He's a motivational speaker. And he is one of the leading podcasters in the world today. And he did it all from what others would call humble beginnings. But when you have your focus and you know where you want to be and you do it with a great heart and an ability to help others, there's nothing that can stop you. It's impossible for you to fail. You will succeed. And that's what Tony's doing and has shown us. So let's go. You graduated summa cum laude with the highest honors possible. Now you're doing business stuff. Where are you making your money, and where is it bringing you?
Now I'm going to burst the bubble, everybody. All this greatness, all this work, all this blood, sweat, tears, supporting myself while I went through school. Well, I started learning marketing, and I've written a couple books on it, and I learned how to market, and I made a lot of money for a lot of people and corporations over the years because I worked a job. And in about 2007, I believe, because of the recession and the very dwindling market, the house market crash and all that, I had the opportunity to go into marketing for myself in my own business, which I did. But I want to tell you guys, there was no picnic. I had some horrible time periods trying to survive, trying to make it, low income, high income. When you run your own company, when you are your own entrepreneurs, I'm sure there are a lot of you and small business owners out there, when it's all on you, you're doing your 80, 90 hours a week, and it's sink or swim. It's like you eat or you don't eat, and you've just got to keep working. And I want to tell you, I had some lean, bad times, but I persevered and I kept looking for, you know, something that was going to make it. And I would have done great in marketing had not four major industry changes affected and impacted my business over 7 years. I mean, that totally would take my business down to zero. As quick case in point, I walked into my office one day on a Monday, and one of my clients, I had multiple, one of my clients I was doing over $1 million a year in sales on, they canceled. Why? What happened? Well, a new federal ruling, regulation had come down, the attorneys got together, dot, dot, dot. They decided they had to retool and rework how they would accept any marketing from anyone. That would just brought my business back down. And I kept having these four times in 7 years. And I said, that's it. I'm tired of this. What can I control myself? And I heard this word, you know, I may be getting ahead of you in the question, but I'll just leave it here. I heard this word called podcasting. I was like, oh, hey, I'm Italian. I can talk. I can do this. So I dove into podcasting.
This is so wonderful. See, everybody, I want you to hear, I'm going to encapsulate something. Tony D doesn't have a silver spoon. He has a golden tongue. He has a platinum mind. And because of his wonderful wife, he has a great heart. But he's been through stuff. So whenever he's showing us things, which is going to happen right after this next break with the vision map and such, he's coming and sharing with us from real life. This is so powerful, so wonderful, because he lives success knowing other than what other people will call success. He's had his ups, his downs. He understands that if you're going to be at the top of the mountain, you have to start in the valley. And sometimes you have to go down in the valley again to get back up to a higher peak. And that is the essence of Tony D. That's one of the reasons he is so great and why I love being with him and ask him, and again, ask him for more than a year, be on this show and share who you are and what you do, because it's the story of every man. He's normal. It's work ethic. It comes down to these two words. It working not just hard, but smart, and then having a strategy, what I call, and we'll use these three words, and we'll talk about when we come back on the other side of the break, wonderful Tony, don't fantasize, strategize. Don't fantasize, strategize. When we come back, this amazing being, regular guy, Tony D, Tony Dorso, is going to walk us through the vision map, and you will be applauding, standing on your chairs and shouting, yay, yay, Tony D. So that's who he is. That's what's going to happen when we come back from this break. And so buckle up, everybody. Get ready. Tony, are you ready to share the vision map with everybody out there?
I am, and I just have to say, your energy is so amazing. I just love it.
Woo-wee! Well, we're working with each other, kid, because we care about you. The only reason the Joy of Living broadcast exists is for you. Y-O-U, everything you want to hear. And remember about this show, go to barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com. It's all there. Listen again, share it, and we'll be right back after this brief sponsored break. Go mad. Go make a difference.
Oh, how happy this time of year is. Joy reigning supreme. Hello, Barry Shore here. Now, I have a quick question for you. Do you have stress? S-T-R-E-S-S, capital letters, stress, because you're supposed to be happy, and oh my gosh, maybe I'm not, and there's so much to do, and so many things to be done, and what am I going, well, if you have stress, and you want to get rid of it, or you want to reduce it, and replace it with joy, then do this. Are you ready? Go to www.BarryShore.com. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com. Remember, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And treat yourself to the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, or your money back, cheerfully refunded, free. Do it now. You'll be happy you did. And let me know. Send me an email, send me a text, give me a call, and tell me how happy you are. Go mad and enjoy the holidays. Bye now.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, good in abundance. Now, good is a wondrous word, G-O-O-D. Now, if you take that second O and snip it, and now we elongate that and make it into an L, we've turned good into gold. And that's what we have. We have gold in abundance in the being called Tony Durso, D-U-R-S-O. You can find his website and all the information you want to know about this show at barryshore.com. You just click on the segment. You'll hear it again. You'll share with people and you'll learn all about Tony Durso and his journey from normal to super normal, huge success, and enabling others to have success because, as he says, don't fantasize, strategize. He built something called the Vision Map. He trademarked it because it is just that. It's a vision map. It will allow everyone and anyone to succeed. Tony, I'm going to turn everything over to you. Let's begin. Walk people through what the Vision Map does, how it works, and how everybody can benefit by using it.
Thank you so much, Barry. Dear audience, before I talk about the vision map, which I've created and built to help you succeed in your career, relationship, your business, whatever, I'm going to talk about something that you know, and I'm going to explain it very, very simply. You know what a tire is. You know what a windshield is. You know what an engine is. You know what a horn is. You know what a steering wheel is. Now, these are parts of a car. You know what a car is, but you're not building your car, and otherwise you probably would be building it for quite some time. No, you just go out and you buy it, rent it, lease it, whatever. You just went and got it, and you know what that car is. That car takes you to and from work, to and from a place of business, to and from your whatever you need to get for your household or entertainment and so forth. This is your transportation. This is your life. It's a car, but you don't have to build it. Well, in the same way, I'm going to say some words, and you know these words, But knowing the words doesn't mean that you can build it. Just because you know there's a tire doesn't mean you can make a car tire. Go ahead. It's going to take you a long time to try to make your own car tires. Well, I'm going to talk about the vision map and explain very simply what this is. First of all, the dictionary states the definition of a vision is the ability to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. That's what a vision is. And the first thing we want to do here, folks, is we want to get your vision. Now, your vision for your career, your relationship, your new job, and separate yourself from past failures, whether you've tried it before or not. It doesn't matter. I've had many failures. It doesn't matter, which are lessons. You're going to do this in a brand new unit of time. You're going to start completely fresh with no preconceived ideas. Just be totally, totally fresh with the vision. And what this is you're going to decide, this is what I'm going to do, D-O, this is what I'm doing, this is my vision, this is what I'm going to do in the future. And the best way to do this is by a book called Beach Money by Jordan Adler, whom I've probably have sold thousands and thousands of his books by now, chapters 2 and 3, where Jordan Adler was a complete failure. He had no job, no money, no income, no girlfriend, no house, whatever. And he went out one day and he wrote his vision, what he saw himself accomplishing. But he went into the future and turned back and looked at it. Now, I've expanded on that quite a bit in my vision map, and that's just the beginning. Very fast forward, Jordan Adler, couple years later, went on to making $100,000 a month. And I wonder how many people in the audience right now make $100,000 a month. And this was years and years ago. So the vision and this one point right now should make everyone super, super successful in whatever you're doing. You go into the future, you look back at what you're doing. I'm doing this. You know, what are you accomplishing? What are you getting done? This is your vision. You write that down. It's one sentence. You know, in other words, if I handed you your life on a silver platter of what you could be doing, what is it? What would you really, really, really want to do? That's your vision. So that's number one. That's at the top. Consider this like an inverted pyramid, believe it or not. Vision is at the top. This is what you're going for. This is D for doing. This is what you're doing. The next one is purpose. Now, the dictionary states and defines purpose. It's the reason for which something is done or created. Purpose is why you're doing what you're doing. It's why Barry Shore does this show. It's what you want to accomplish in the future. But it's not a goal or objective. So we're separating it out. We're, you know, the car tire is not the windshield, is not the steering wheel. The purpose is the reason that you go after your goal or objective. It's your future goal. It's the reason for why you're doing what you're doing. And it's being with a B as in boy. It's what are you being? Are you being a teacher, a doctor? Are you being a successful entrepreneur? Are you being a talk show host? You write that down. It's one sentence. This is why your vision. It's just what is your purpose? What are you being? So now you've got your vision at the top. Below that is your purpose. This is why you get up. Why you would get up every day, whether you make money or not, because this is what you want to do. This is your purpose, what you're being. And then the next step I call the long-term objective. Everybody calls it a goal, but there's 30, 60, 90-day goals. There's one-year goals. Back then in the day, there were 15 or 20-year goals. The world changes too fast. You can't do that. So I call it a long-term objective. Well, what's an objective? The dictionary says the objective is the thing that you're aiming for or you're going after. It's a goal. It's the object of your ambition or your effort. It's the aim or your desired result. So what you have to do is, do you want to accomplish in the next few years? Not just a year, 2-3 years is good. I've created everything I wanted in just a couple of years, and I've had to redo mine. It goes that fast if you follow this formula and stay focused on it. Envision here.
Let me interrupt just for one moment because I want to encapsulate something for people. You said a beautiful word right now, formula. Everybody listening, what Tony is handing you and me, and I, by the way, I've been through the vision map and I revisit it regularly. It's a formula for success. It's not an idea. It's not just something he thought of and put down on paper and put it together an online course. This is a formula for success. You work it and it works for you. It works for you. I want to give just one little fun piece here that you said. The first step, when you talked about go into the future, and the second is define your purpose in one sentence, long-term objective. Hear what Tony's saying. One sentence. We're not asking people to write a book or even two or three paragraphs. One sentence. And refine it. You may have to start with three or four or five sentences and then work on it and edit it and edit it and then just get clear. Clear, concise, compelling. Those three C's, clear, concise, compelling, and you will be on the road with the vision map. Okay, I wanted to recap where we are. So we talked about the first, going to the future. Second is purpose. Third is long-term objective. This is your formula for success. Please, more Tony D.
And by the way, for the audience, some of this is all written down at tonyduruso.com/vision.
Right. Again, all of this, just go to barryshore.com. You'll find it there. You don't have to remember anything.
Oh,
just
perfect.
Listen to Tony.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Go.
So you envision that you're actually accomplishing this. And when you do these steps, it's like you're watching a movie. You're seeing yourself doing this. You're seeing yourself having this. Now, the long-term objective that some people think of as a goal, this is having with an H. This is what you have after working on your vision and your purpose. This is not money, because money represents a byproduct. Let's kind of put this together. Let's just say if you produce a book or class and you train people on what you're an expert on, then you would have books and classes and contents. That's your products that people buy from you. They buy that, but the books and the classes are the actual, that's the objective that you have that brings in the money. Your long-term objective is not, I want to be a billionaire. No. That's the collateral. That's the byproduct. Your long-term objective here is, I'm good at this. I'm good at making cars. I'm good at babysitting. I'm good at helping people with relationships. I'm going to write a book on this. I'm going to do a class. Here's my course. This is my objective. This is, now I have a book and a class and a course to help people on whatever it is. This is what you have. And again, that objective, it's one sentence long. So you've got now at the very top your vision, below that your purpose, and below that your objective. So these are strong, and you go over these all the time. Now, let's get those in place. Let's go make those happen. And to do that, we're going to have a master plan. That's what's next. Literally a master plan, which has two key components. First of all, a map, a plan, just simply for everyone, it's a detailed formula or proposal for doing or achieving something. In our sense, it means individual actions that you're going to take to accomplish your long-term objective. You want that objective to be done in a couple years. So think of this master plan like a giant to-do list that stretches out over the years. And there's two key components to the master plan. There's a strategy section and a tactical section. So the first step of the strategy section is, okay, you want to have these, you want to produce these books, these courses, you want to be a podcast host, you want to whatever. How are you going to accomplish that? The how, that's what you have to break down now and work that out, because that's your strategy. That's going to be your strategy. What do you have to do? What do you have to accomplish? What barriers have to be dealt with? How are you going to do that? This is where you write it all out, work it all out, and these are multiple steps. Now here's where it's not just a sentence. It's step and step and step and step and step. Okay, now you've got your strategy. I want these books. I want to do these classes. I know how to build cars blindfolded. I'm going to show people how to build unique cars, whatever that objective is. Now that I've got the strategy in place, the second part is the tactical. This is so key. And tactical, by the way, in the dictionary, that is relating or constituting actions carefully planned to gain a specific military purpose or objective. or advantage. In the military sense, the strategy may be, hey, if we can take control of this island, we can control the whole port or this part of the ocean or whatever. That might be the strategy. Well, the tactical is, how are we going to do that? Go in and take it. How are we going to actually, what are these steps that make that strategic plan steps into doable action? So you write these out as steps. I'm going to do this. 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 And then you're going to break that down. Now, we've been so far thinking about, hey, you know, I'm going to teach people how to build cars because I love cars.
Let me interrupt Tony for just a moment. Only because that car is just about built. It's beautiful. It is has 190 horsepower, and it will take us from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. And we have just about that before the break. So we're going to come back with Tony. I've asked him to stay through this break for the next section, and we will talk about and finish up the vision map and the word action, as he talked about. Always continue to increase our knowledge. That's action. So stay on the edge of your seat. Don't go away, because Tony D is coming back more with the vision map and allowing you to not fantasize, but strategize and win the game that you're in. Be back right after this.
Oh, how happy this time of year is. Joy reigning supreme. Hello, Barry Shore here. Now, I have a quick question for you. Do you have stress? S-T-R-E-S-S, capital letters, stress, because you're supposed to be happy, and oh my gosh, maybe I'm not, and there's so much to do, and so many things to be done, and what am I going? Well, if you have stress, and you want to get rid of it, or you want to reduce it and replace it with joy, then do this. Are you ready? Go to www.barryshore.com. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com. Remember, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And treat yourself to the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, or your money back, cheerfully refunded, free. Do it now. You'll be happy you did. And let me know. Send me an email. Send me a text. Give me a call and tell me how happy you are. Go mad and enjoy the holidays. Bye now.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
Listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Good in abundance. And someone named Tony D'Urso, if you've been listening, you've been growing. You're becoming the best you possible, and that's why you tune into The Joy of Living. Tony talked to us about action. Always continue to increase our knowledge. And if you want to win whatever game you're in, you're going to listen to what he talks about in the vision map. So, Tony, back to you. We were just finishing up on strategy and tactics. Where do you want to bring us to now?
Thank you, Barry. We are now on Tactical, where we took our strategy and broke it down into what we're actually going to do to take that island, to take that market, to do whatever. And this is long. And here in the Tactical section is where the rubber really meets the road, because this is what you're going to be working on every day. Now, right up to now, we've been, you could even say it's been a little, you know, pie in the sky. I've got this vision, this purpose, this objective. But I need money. I've got to do something. Well, here's where you're now going to break down those tactical actions into 30, 60, 90 days or whatever, and create immediate things to do that's going to bring income now into what you've just been putting together. Whatever your vision and your purpose and your objective are, you're now going to bring in income, and you're going to write these down. If it's a book, you're going to sell it or pre-sell it, or a course, or you're going to go to shows or whatever. You got to figure out how you're going to actually make income. Otherwise, it's all for naught. So this is what you're going to work on today, tomorrow, and continue working on. And you want to make sure that every step of your tactical helps accomplish the strategy, and that helps bring about the long-term objective. That brings about your purpose and your vision. And so now what you wind up with, everyone, is a things to do list. That this is what I'm going to do today. This is what I'm going to do the next day. This is what I'm going to do the next day. And I just want you to know, I created my empire in just a couple years. This is how I did it. Go ahead and start, guys. Just take action. Nothing happens if you don't start. I'm going to say that one more time. Nothing happens if you don't start. Go ahead and start. Go to barryshore.com, find this show, and read it and listen to it again and again, because this is the real deal. This really happened, and I am very blessed to be able to share this with you.
And when he says start, he means start. It means today, not tomorrow. Later is the first step to never. And when Tony talks about his empire, I just want to make sure everybody understands. Tony Dorso started podcasting in 2016. Okay, 3.5 years ago. He has over 7 million downloads to date. That is world record, people. Hear what we're saying. And just an every guy, a person who will tell you, I'm just a normal person. 7 million downloads in podcasting. He's the number one show on Voice America, which is the number one show in internet radio. Tony is a winner. You want to be a winner? You get the vision map. You want to do that? Go to barryshore.com. Okay, wonderful, Tony. We've got about a minute. You are passionate about loving life, helping people. What's your most fervent desire?
Barry, what I really, truly want is, I've been listening to your shows. I love the guests that you have. You've got brilliant people on, some of the most successful people in the world, as I do also on my show. And I would love if your audience would go to barryshore.com and go to iTunes or Spotify, find your show, listen to it, put it on your playlist, tell your friends about the Barry Shore. Tell your friends about the Barry Shore show. That's a tongue twister.
Well, that's why it's called The Joy of Living.
Tell people about The Joy of Living, and please show that Barry does this for your help, for you, out of the goodness of his great, huge heart. Write him a review on iTunes. iTunes is the biggest podcast platform in the world. Write him some reviews. Tell people what you think and how much you like the show, because Barry does it for you, and your reviews is his acknowledgement. This is what he works for. You don't give him money particularly. Reviews and share the show, because it's going to help you and your friends. And your friends are going to love it, because they're going to be turned on to something great. So please share Barry Shore's show. My tongue goes in a knot here on the Joy of Living.
It's called The Joy of Living. And here's something I'm going to do for Tony right now in front of 270,811 people. I'm giving you a huge hug. Are you ready, sir? One, two, three.
Thank you.
Remember, thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Therefore, be kind, always keep inspiring noble deeds. That's what KIND stands for. WWW, what a wonderful world. Wow, words of wisdom. Remember, smile, seeing miracles in life every day. Or as my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Rethinking means using the vision map and using those powerful, purposeful, pleasant, and positive thoughts to do neuro-linguistic programming so you can utilize all the tools that wonderful Tony D has been talking to us about. And remember, everybody, F-U, F-U-N-N, you got to have fun. If you don't have fun, you can't even get to the first place. And the place that you want to be is, remember, life has a purpose. You want to go mad. You want to go make a difference. Unlock the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. And then our blessing for you, go forth, live the blessing, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad, go make a difference.
Thank you for tuning in this week to The Joy of Living. Please join Barry Shore for another edition of the program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. And as Barry says, give me five. Share this show with five people you love. Bring joy into your heart and love unto others. And we'll see you here next week.